Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into how the American Arbitration Association, you know, the AAA, is using AI to like totally change how we think about dispute resolution.
Wow, yeah.
I've got this awesome interview with some of the top people at the AAA.
Okay.
Cindy Rumney and Linda Biella. They're leading this whole AI thing.
It's amazing how they're using AI to solve this like age-old problem of finding the perfect person to, you know, handle a case.
Yeah, it's like, how do you even start? Mountains of resumes.
Right.
Keywords that miss the point.
Totally. In the past, case managers had to like go through tons of resumes manually. It was a huge pain.
No kidding. Our source material really digs into how frustrating that was.
Oh, yeah. Cindy Rumney, she's been at the AAA forever, almost 30 years. She says it was like super labor intensive the old way.
So what'd they do? How'd they fix it?
They built this AI tool called the AA Panelist Search.
Oh.
It uses AI and semantic search to like really understand the resumes and find the best arbitrators for a case.
Hold on, semantic search.
Yeah, so think of it this way.
Okay.
You need an arbitrator who knows about intellectual property, right? Like in the tech world.
Right, right.
So instead of just looking for those exact words, this tool, it analyzes what the words mean, like the context. So it knows that stuff like patent litigation or software licensing could also be relevant.
Oh, I see. It's not just matching words, it's getting the bigger picture.
Exactly. And that makes it way faster and more accurate.
Cool.
Ashley Aguar, she's a manager in the AAA's construction division.
Oh, okay.
She said the tool is a game changer. What used to take 45 minutes now takes seconds.
Wow, 45 minutes to seconds. That's insane. But does it actually find the right people?
Apparently, it's amazing. Sharon Durkin, another manager at the AAA, she said it's way better than the old way. She even said it feels like striking gold.
High praise. And what about bias? Does the AI help with that?
Big time. Linda Biella talks about that a lot. Like, even with the best intentions, people have biases.
Yeah, for sure.
We might lean towards familiar names, but the AI, it doesn't have those biases. It just focuses on matching skills to the case.
That makes a lot of sense. Much fairer for everyone.
Yeah.
So we've got this AAA panelist search, making things faster and fairer.
Yeah.
But how about a real world example?
Okay. So Linda Biella, she tells a story about a football stadium, a construction dispute.
Ooh, juicy.
Now, if you were just doing a basic keyword search, you might search for football stadium.
Right.
But you'd miss all sorts of people.
Who have experience with similar projects.
Exactly. But the AAA panelist search, it gets that.
Yeah.
It knows that sports arenas or sports facilities are connected. It even looks at experience with huge construction projects.
It's thinking like a human, almost.
Right. It's about understanding what the case is really about.
Yeah, just matching words. So we've got AI doing the heavy lifting, but the humans are still in control.
For sure. The AI highlights the important parts of the resume so the case manager can make the final call. It's about helping them, not replacing them.
Yeah. And that's super important. It's not about replacing people, you know?
Right. It's about giving them better tool.
Exactly. And think about like small businesses or regular people.
Yeah.
They could really benefit from this.
Oh, totally. Getting legal help can be so expensive.
It is. And it puts those folks at a real disadvantage.
Big time.
But imagine like, what if it was as easy as using Google?
Oh, wow.
AI tools could help people understand their rights, write basic legal stuff, maybe even negotiate settlements.
That would be amazing. Make things so much fairer.
Right.
So we've talked about all these benefits, but what about the, like, the arbitrators themselves?
The mediators, yeah.
How are they feeling about all this AI stuff?
Honestly, it's kind of mixed.
Yeah, makes sense.
Some are all in. They see it as a way to make things easier. Maybe even do better work.
Interesting.
They see it as a tool, you know, it helps them focus on the human stuff. Right, like the communication, building trust, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then some are, well, not so thrilled.
I can see that. Change is hard, especially in a field like this.
Yeah, it's all about tradition.
Yeah.
And there are worries, you know, like, will AI make their expertise less valuable?
Sure.
Could it even cost them their jobs? Those are valid concerns.
Absolutely.
Right.
So how do we make sure everyone benefits from this?
Well, I think we got to be open and honest.
Yeah.
Talk about the concerns. Figure out how to integrate AI so it works for everyone.
Right.
And that means training, support, you know, helping people adapt.
Training is huge, isn't it? Can't just throw technology at people.
Exactly. Case managers need to learn how to use these AI tools, right? know what they can and can't do.
Yeah.
Arbitrators and mediators need to understand how AI might change their roles, how to adjust their skills. It's all about giving everyone the tools they need to succeed in this new world.
And what about the people actually involved in the disputes? Do they need to be in the loop?
Absolutely. Transparency is key. They need to know how AI is being used, what data is collected, how it's all analyzed.
Yeah. To build trust.
Exactly.
Sounds like we need a whole new way of teaching about AI and dispute resolution.
Oh, for sure. Law schools, professional development, even public education.
Yeah, it's a huge shift, isn't it?
More than just technology, it's a cultural shift.
Big picture stuff.
And that takes education, dialogue, working together.
So AI and dispute resolution, lots of opportunities, lots of challenges.
Definitely.
What's the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
I think the main takeaway is AI is here to stay.
Right.
It's not going anywhere. It's changing how we solve problems. And that includes dispute resolution. It's got challenges, sure, but it also has the potential to make things fairer.
So embrace the good, but be aware of the potential downsides.
Exactly. We need to have these conversations about how to integrate AI the right way.
Yeah.
And invest in training, education, so everyone's ready for this new world of AI-powered dispute resolution.
This has been such an insightful chat.
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
As we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about. The AAA, they have this vision, right? Where AI is a key part of making dispute resolution better.
Yeah, more efficient, accessible, equitable.
Exactly. So as you think about all this, ask yourself, what role do you see AI playing? And how can we make sure it benefits everyone? We'll be back to explore this more and really dig into the AAA's vision for the future. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So the AAA, they've got this vision for the future, right?
Yeah, they do.
But they're not just like dreaming about it. They're actually doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're way ahead of the curve. They're building and testing these AI solutions that like tackle the biggest problems.
So it's more than just the AAAI panelist search. What else are they up to?
Well, one big thing is making dispute resolution cheaper and easier to access. Especially for, like, normal people and small businesses.
That's so important. The legal system can be a nightmare if you don't have a ton of money.
Right. And the AAA, they believe AI can make things fairer.
I like that.
So they're looking into online platforms, you know, to handle all sorts of disputes.
So basically, taking the courtroom online.
Exactly. Virtual hearings on video, chatbots to guide you through the process, maybe even systems that help write up settlements.
Wow. That's pretty futuristic. But how do you make sure it's fair when it's all tech-driven?
That's a good question. And the AAA is really focused on keeping humans in the loop, like making sure there are ethical guidelines and oversight.
Right. It's not about replacing humans with robots.
Exactly. It's about using AI to help humans make better decisions.
The best of both worlds.
Right. And they're doing this in a bunch of ways. Like on top of the AI panelist search, they're playing around with AI tools for reviewing documents.
Oh, like legal documents.
Yeah. Imagine going through tons of documents in like a fraction of the time.
That'd be incredible, especially in those big commercial cases with mountains of paperwork.
Totally. And they're also looking at predictive analytics, using AI to help predict outcomes.
So like knowing how a case might turn out.
Yeah. Which could help people make smarter decisions about settling.
Less risk, fewer surprises.
Exactly. And hopefully better results for everyone.
This has been so eye-opening. It sounds like the AAA is really on the cutting edge.
They are. And while there's still work to do, they're leading the way in figuring out how AI can revolutionize dispute resolution.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is AI has the power to create a truly fair and equal legal system for everyone. That means making legal help accessible, streamlining processes, and giving individuals and businesses the tools they need to resolve disputes fairly and efficiently. It's an exciting time, and I really believe the future of dispute resolution is bright.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and dispute resolution. We're excited to see what the future holds, and we hope you are too.